Well, good evening, gentlemen. Solo Man here. Now, I've got one news item for you tonight. Only one. And I'll put the link down below. Because I'm flying out to Portugal tomorrow for a few days. Hey, lucky me. But it doesn't mean I'm not drinking tonight. I've got Peroni in front of me right now. And when I get to Portugal, I'll be having Superbock, which isn't a bad beer at all. Now, here's a couple in the picture. They've been married 34 years. God, that's a couple of lifetimes, isn't it? And this femme is also a grandmother, 54 years of age. Anyway, apparently she was cooking in the kitchen. Hey, good place to do cooking. And her husband came in, this man on the left, and he'd had about 4 or 5 glasses of wine. So the femme thought she'd have a good time moaning at him about his drinking. You know, femmes, they love to moan and nag all the time. And he said something derogatory to her, so she stabbed him in the heart with the kitchen knife and killed him. And then she went back and started caramelizing the onions using the same knife. But anyway, she was eventually arrested, and apparently there was a court case. And here's some of the femme's stories that she told. Her husband came into the kitchen, so she turned around, but forgot she had the knife in her hand. Yes, of course, you always forget you have a big carving knife in your hand. Oh, that's not the only one. Here's another one. The husband just walked into the knife. I mean, as you do. But the prosecution said that wouldn't have actually worked because of the height difference between the two of them. She would have got him nowhere near the heart, much lower. Okay, she's tried another one. He was coming at her, and she just pushed him away, and must have accidentally stabbed him. Oh, and here's another one. She didn't even know she stabbed him, as she saw him walk out the room. Prosecuting said that if he got stabbed in the heart like he did, he wouldn't be going really anywhere. He would be crouched over, moaning in pain, dying. You see, and when in doubt, femmes just lie. Not once has she told the truth. At least a believable truth. Anyway, the jury found her guilty anyway, and she'll be sentenced in October. But she'll still get probably half the sentence a man would get. But let's think what the truth might be here. He said something to her that pissed her right off, and she got angry, so she lashed out. She probably didn't mean to kill him, but she did definitely knife him. But she has not admitted that at all. They can't seem to tell the truth or take accountability for what they've done. And it reminds me of the court case with Amber Heard, who basically lied all the time she was in court. Did she get done for perjury? No, of course not. How can a man win in the court of law if femmes are allowed to lie and men have to tell the truth for fear of the wrath of the court system? Of course, the trouble is femmes are born liars, but they're just not very good at it. And of course, she said the usual. The husband was verbally abusive, controlling, you know, the usual ones that you get in divorce courts. Makes you wonder that all these men are like that. Why did the femmes marry them in the first place? I don't know, guys, do you see a pattern sort of forming here? As I say, they're not very clever liars because they're using the same ones all the time. And it's about time people in the court system seen through it. Well, I'll let you guys read the story if you wish, and let me know what you think may have happened. But let's not forget this guy here. Apparently, he was quite a nice guy, and doted on his grandchildren. Do you know, I'd have a lot more respect for femmes if they just come out and tell the goddamn truth. Everybody makes mistakes, but apparently, not femmes. You take it easy, guys, and I'll probably make a very short video of my holiday and let you know. Take it easy.